Hey everybody, happy Halloween. Welcome to Hooked on Crime Pod, the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks. It's Halloween. It is your eighth episode in a row for Halloween week. Yay! We have survived. I am exhausted. Very excited to spend the day with my family and pass out candy to trick-or-treaters tonight. But instead of coming at you with another instance of crime, why don't we talk about some Halloween safety and some tricks and tips for Halloween? So, make sure that your kids have on good shoes. Don't let your little goblin trip or treat instead of trick or treat. Okay, make sure that they can get around in their costume safely. Bringing hand sanitizer is a pretty good idea. If you're sick, stay home. Don't be that idiot that, you know, says, "Oh my God, I need candy." Just go buy it tomorrow. It'll be half off. Like, just go buy it. You'll be all right. Don't spread illness just for some free candy. So when you are out walking around with your kiddo, make sure that your kid is visible in the dark, because otherwise they risk getting hit by a car. And also that leads to, if you are out driving, stay alert and stay aware. Last year in my neighborhood, some guy was zooming around, and I'm not, like, no joke, I hulked a handful of candy at his car and told him to slow the fuck down, because honestly, I don't want to see any of these little kids out here getting hit by a damn car. So, if you see that there are people that are not passing out candy, they have their lights off, or if you go up and you ring the bell, they don't answer, don't hassle them. Like, don't just sit there and annoy people because you want free candy, okay? Let's see, what else? Oh, if you see a bowl of candy that says take one, don't be that asshole that takes the entire bowl. It's rude. if a kiddo is at your candy thing and they're trying to take more than one piece of candy, or they have to take some time to get, you know, pick something or whatever, just be kind to them and don't rush them. This isn't one of those kids that's just taking the whole bowl and, you know, ruin it for anybody else that might come up to the porch. Sometimes kids, you know, they just take a little bit of time and it's okay. If you see a teenager or, you know, young adult out trick-or-treating, be nice to them. It's not hard to be kind to somebody. This past 2 years, year and a half, whatever, everybody has been going through the shits. So if a teenager, you know, or young adult has decided to go out and trick-or-treat instead of go out and get in trouble or spend another night depressed at their house, just be kind. Let them have a piece of candy. Who fucking cares? Let people live and have fun. You know, it's not going to hurt you if you give, you know, a freaking teenager or a young adult or whoever a piece of candy. My God. So, also, when it comes to candy, when you get home, parents, you need to make sure to check your kids' candy bags. You need to make sure that there aren't razor blades or glass sticking out of a Snickers bar, you know. And this is a learning opportunity for the kids. Candy tax. So you want to teach them about taxes so that way they're not shocked when they go into the real world and they think they're going to get, you know, a $1,000 paycheck and only end up with $700 or something, you know. Candy tax is a good idea. If you have walked them around, you should totally get, oh, you know, a tax, you get a compensation for that. So, you know, and it's a life lesson. You're teaching your kid about taxes, you're winning out of it, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you should check your kids' candy. Not because I think people are out here doing bad things to candy, but if it's unwrapped or, you know, anything like that, that's just, to me, it's kind of gross. So I'm not going to be letting crime kitty, like if somebody puts a random handful of M&Ms in her bucket, I don't think I'd be letting her eat those. That's kind of nasty, but to each their own, you know, whatever. Basically, the long and short of my tips and tricks for Halloween is the main rules: stay alert, stay safe, don't be an asshole, and have fun. Just enjoy the holiday. I mean, this, since COVID hit, everything has been bullshit. Nobody is going around having great days all the time. Not that we really did anyway, but now there's just so much going on with it. Sorry, I keep clearing my throat. I got a little in my... there's just so much going on with it. So many mandates, so many everything. And honestly, we should just have fun. We'll just try and have fun tonight. Be safe. Be alert. Be aware. Stay so that, you know, try and trick-or-treat in well-lit areas. Only go to houses that have the lights on. Just, you know, use common sense. And, you know, guys, thank you so much for listening this whole week for our Halloween week extravaganza. I just, you know, I really enjoy doing it every year, and I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And I gotta be honest, next Friday is my birthday, so I'm not sure if there's gonna be an episode or not. I might take the week off because Halloween week kind of gets me exhausted. It's essentially 2 months of episodes in 1 week because it is, I do weekly episodes, and this is 8 episodes in a row. That's a lot, and I'm tired. So I might take next week off because it's my birthday. And there might be an episode, there might not be, I don't know. Make sure that you're following the channel. I say channel like I'm a YouTuber. I mean like podcast. Like follow us, friggin' either on different podcast players. You can turn on like notifications for when a new episode comes out, whatever. Do that kind of stuff. Go on Facebook, facebook.com/hookedoncrimepod. I post episode links on there. So anyway, lots of love to you guys, and I hope all of my gorgeous weirdos are safe and have a great time, and happy Halloween. Mwah! Hey guys, our spotlight artist for October and November is Tanya Corbet. She is an Amy Greamy artist that, when I say artist, I actually mean the things she makes look like art. They are fantastic. She has a horror cat collection that is amazing, and she has a pattern for a sandworm that is 4 feet long, and that blows my mind. So I think y'all should check her out. Go to Etsy and search for Tan Flow Con Crochet, which TANFLOWCON Crochet, Ravelry.com/designers/ TANYCOREBEIL, and facebook.com/FLOWCONCrochet. Hope you guys have a great day, and check out our crochet artist because she's awesome. Hey guys, so we have talked about how picky I am with my hair before, and if you've listened to my ads, you know that Allison Crawford had done my hair for a long time. Well, sadly, Miss Allie moved on. She is no longer cutting hair, but she did put me in touch with someone who made me feel so wonderful. And I still, like, my self-esteem is negative 20 on good days. But when I look in the mirror now, I still am like, ooh, I look pretty cute. And my daughter, Crime Kid, and I both cried when we got our hair done by her. It's just, she's wonderful. Look for Cara Danielle at The Foilery, which is at 217 West Center Street in Holly Springs, North Carolina. You can go on Instagram at CARA_DANIELE_HAIR. And you can get a hold of her at 919-602-8962. And I 100 out of 10 recommend. So please give her a call today and go get your hair done, and you can feel beautiful too.